This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, podcast listeners. I'm Andy Bowers from Panoply, here with some highlights from our fall 2017 season we think you'll enjoy. First up, we have 5 new shows, all launched in the past few weeks, beginning with the hilarious satirical self-improvement show, Dexter Guff is Smarter Than You, and you can be too.
Technology, entertainment, design. Throw that out the window. That's old news.
For something much spookier, check out our truly creepy paranormal series, Haunted, in which we search for explanations behind some unnerving real-life stories.
From an early age, we're skilled at seeing what isn't there.
Many, many bodies were under the roof. Not like today.
It's our mind, looking for a pattern.
She stood there, pointing to the spot. The corner.
And you can hear people playing detective with their own family mysteries on Family Ghosts.
Every family has a story about someone who changed everything.
She stabbed somebody in a library.
What?
I remember him saying something about fluorescent lighting really hurting him. I thought that was odd.
True crime fans can learn about the ties between Hollywood and Charles Manson in You Must Remember Manson.
By spring 1969, Manson was starting to face the reality that he wasn't going to become a rock star anytime soon, which meant there was nothing left for him in Los Angeles, except for the possibility that his followers would figure out that he was a fraud and would run away and leave him all alone.
Meanwhile, anyone missing Game of Thrones will love our immersive fiction podcast in partnership with the BBC. Welcome to the world of Tumon Bay.
The wealthiest city on Earth has been conquered by a brutal regime.
They want everything recorded, every last detail.
Gregor! Help me!
And for stories about real conflicts, check out Battle Scars. In it, military vet and comedian Tom Tran brings you frank and sometimes funny conversations with the men and women fighting today's wars.
I don't like being called a hero. If anything, call me a bad driver because I didn't see the landmine. I didn't do anything heroic. I was just trying to survive. Wouldn't all of us try to survive?
Of course, Panoply isn't just offering new shows this fall. We're continuing to bring you all your favorites. In an upcoming episode of Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Gretchen and her sister Liz share some of their best holiday hacks, including questions to avoid asking at the family table.
Didn't you give up smoking? Can you afford that? When are you going to get a real job?
YOY sits down with the founder of a unique dating app.
So what made you think that, like, beards need their own dating app?
So, I mean, the answer is nothing. Nothing made me think, oh, I know how I'm going to make a million. It's going to be a dating app for people who like beards.
Angelenta and Kristen find themselves deleting their own favorite phone apps on By the Book.
I don't know what a thing
like
is.
Like, you also don't know how to delete it yet. You're like, my life depends on it.
I don't know. I don't know these things. This maybe means I don't deserve a phone.
Yeah, maybe. Like, you shouldn't have Facebook if you can't, like, put that app on and off your phone.
All that, plus a deep dive into whether holiday gifts belong in the workplace on Happier in Hollywood. And follow-ups with the best hustlers of the year on Side Hustle School. We have podcasts to inspire you, stories that will surprise you, and hours of good listening, no matter your tastes. Check out all our Panoply shows on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite on-demand audio.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.